ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea, where hundreds of students in a remote village have reportedly been forced to repeat the same grade for 8 years straight. PNG's National Teaching Service Commission is investigating the issue. It's said to be caused by teachers refusing to come to work despite being paid. But the school's headmaster insists there's other issues at play. Marion Farr has this report.
Cedric Agarope is 25 years old, but never made it past grade 3.
I got to grade 3 and then I stopped. Now I'm a grown-up man and I'm married.
He's one of hundreds of students at Jangit Primary School stuck repeating the same grade year after year because teachers allegedly don't show up to class. Mr. Agarope says he was a grade 3 student 6 years in a row before dropping out in 2019.
We didn't learn anything. Now I don't know how to read or write.
The school is located in a remote village in PNG's East Sepik province and takes up to 500 students. Local councillor Max Ockham says teacher absenteeism has been an issue since 2014. He says teachers turn up on the first day of school each year to sign their contracts, but then they disappear.
They don't return to the school. That is the biggest problem. It has been happening for 8 solid years.
He says despite being on the school's payroll, some teachers leave the village and get work elsewhere.
Because of the absence of teachers, the students have never been in classroom in the school. They've never been learning. That is why we have a very huge illiteracy gap.
Eric Orowau is a parent and the treasurer of Jangit Primary School. His son and daughter both attended the school but dropped out when teachers stopped turning up.
So we feel really disappointed that our children aren't learning. Because teachers don't turn up.
Mr. Orowau says the issue was raised with the East Sepik Division of Education, but nothing has been done.
We reported this issue to the education office, but they didn't pay attention.
In a statement, the school's headmaster, Noah Agrigam, told the ABC some of the allegations were untrue. He says the teachers are appointed but don't take up their positions because the school is isolated and the area is known for sorcery. Mr. Agrigam claims school staff are scared of being poisoned from sorcery while teaching there. Beliefs relating to sorcery have been long held in PNG. Mr. Agrigam says there's also been fighting in the region over recent years. But Eric Orowau denies the safety concerns.
In terms of law and order, there's nothing wrong here.
The issue has recently come to the attention of PNG's National Teachers Commission following local media reports. Samson Wangahomi, who heads the commission, says the problem is widespread. In the last week, he says he's received more than 20 complaints of similar issues in other schools.
It is a chronic problem right throughout the country, and particularly more so in our very rural, isolated schools.
The commission is now investigating the allegations at Jangit Primary School. Mr. Wangahomi estimates more than 1.5 million kina, or $600,000 in wages, have been misused at the school since 2014.
I've already been in touch with the education division of the province to send to me the names of all the teachers who were posted there in the last 8 years so that we can start to execute pay suspension and recover the money that they earned during those times.
He says the commission will take a tough stance on teachers who don't turn up to work.
They're just getting paid for nothing at the expense of the children's education, and that is not good enough.